It's Darren Copeland. My God, what is he up to now?
And welcome back to our last segment of the Monday night on the Darren Copeland Experience. The last segment of a Monday night on the Darren Copeland Experience. What? You looked at me funny.
Yeah, because you said the Monday night.
It is the Monday night.
The last, last thing of Monday night.
Last night segment of Monday.
He-Man not like this.
We're taking you to almost 10 o'clock tonight. We'll be back tomorrow, 8 o'clock to 10 o'clock. We've been talking about, we've been all over the place tonight on the Darren Copeland Experience. I'm Big Fuzz, by the way. Hello.
Big Fuzz.
And we've just been kind of having some fun. We've been all over doing a little Rockies talk. We agree to disagree on how seriously the Rockies should be taken as playoff contenders. I think they can. Let me put this way. They are capable with the talent they have and the team they have of making the playoffs this year. I do not consider them to be serious World Series contenders. I still think the Nationals and the Dodgers are the best teams in the National League.
They may be right now. They may be. But Washington has some serious issues, particularly with their bullpen. And the Dodgers have some issues because they keep having to put pitchers on the DL.
Well, they've had a ton of injuries. That is true. But they still managed. I mean, they started off slowly. They've been hot recently until this past weekend when we've beat them more times than anyone else in the last 10 games. Listen, I would just love to see the Rockies win the National League West for the first time in its existence. That in itself would be an accomplishment. Let's see them do that, go to the playoffs, maybe get to the NL championship game. Because all that's good, we have a lot of youngsters on this team. An experience like that will only make them better for the following year.
I just think they're not. I mean, they're not as. Yes, there are a lot of youngsters on this team, but John Gray is not a rookie. Sensatella is no longer a rookie. He's a rookie. Yes, but he does not pitch like a rookie.
No, not yet. Not yet. It's a long season.
Yeah, well, you know what? People said not yet about Dwight Gooden.
Yes.
People said not yet about Fernando Valenzuela.
Yes, they did.
And so he's seen, you know. He seems to find ways to get out of it.
Are you putting a guy who's made 5-6 starts in the same category as two legendary Hall of Famers?
Well, how about I talk about what Bud Black said about Sensatella and said that what he reminds him of is a young Brett Saberhagen who actually came up as a rookie and pitched well.
Brett Saberhagen was great.
So Bud Black compares him to Saberhagen, another Hall of Fame pitcher. Yes.
Okay. Like, feels a little premature to be.
Well, he's got the right sort of. You just got, there's a certain type of temperament that you need to have in order to pitch at Coors Field, and it's to be able to say, basically, you know, bleep it, I'm not going to let another home run. And when you let another home run, you're going to say, bleep it, I'm not going to let another home run. And bleep it, I'm not going to let another home run. And you're not going to nibble. You're going to, because you would rather hit a solo home run rather than a 3-run shot because you were nibbling. And this is the thing that's been happening with Chatwood. And happening with Anderson is that they've been trying to nibble and be too precise with the outside of the strike zone. I'm not saying throw it down the middle every time, but, you know, throw strikes.
Yeah, no, I agree.
And if they hit it, you got a good defense. All right,
yeah.
You probably got the best center fielder defensively in baseball right now. I mean, for the money, you have Arenado, Valleca, or Story, who's at second, are both very good defensive guys. LeMahieu's a gold glover, and Mark Reynolds is playing how he's always played, but this time with he's much more offense. I mean, hit it to those guys. And then you have Ian Desmond, who's a golden glove outfielder, and you have Cargo as a golden glove outfielder, and you have Blackman, who's a golden glove outfielder.
You're just naming off names that everybody already knows. We know this.
Yes, but we know they're all golden gloves, so it's like, so instead of nibbling, let your defense do what they do great, is let them play defense.
Right. No one's arguing this, Darren. The point is,
I know, but it feels
they
like
they have been. You seem Pollyanna-ish right now, and
I know
you're giving pushback to anyone who's being realistic.
I don't think it's necessarily realistic. I think it's being pessimistic.
Not pessimistic would be like, the Rockies are going to fold and they are going to miss the playoffs. That is
no, that's what that's going to happen with the Washington Nationals, because that's what all everyone in Washington, D.C., that's what they've been saying, because they've folded the last couple of years.
It seems to be a D.C. thing. Now, the Caps, the Wizards, probably the Nationals. They have underachieved. I mean, everyone acknowledges that the Nationals have underachieved the last few years. But I'm not saying that they are going to fold. What
I'm
saying
is when they sat Strasburg down for the playoffs that a couple years ago.
Oh, because of the pitch count or whatever? Yes. Yeah. What I'm saying is I'm not ready to crown them champions right now. I'm cautiously optimistic.
Okay.
But you're way more than cautious.
I'm more
than that.
I'm optimistic, but see, where I'm realistic is I understand that tomorrow, I mean, knocking on wood, God forbid, you know, someone got hurt.
Dude, I'm not even talking about injuries. If this staff stays the same way it is all year long, no one gets hurt.
Yep.
No one misses rotations. Yep. We're still probably not going to win the National League West, because these rookies, it's unlikely.
This is the best pitching staff I believe the Rockies probably have ever had.
It's unlikely that these guys can keep this up over a long season.
Well,
that's all I'm saying. It's unlikely. So I'm not ready to crown them. I'm ready to say I'm cautiously optimistic. They look good. I'm getting a little excited about it. But that doesn't seem to be enough for you. Like, you want everyone to come out and be like, these
Heck
guys
yes.
are the best, but you
Heck
can't
yes.
do that.
Why?
It's baseball.
Yes, but you can
they
still
could
go out.
They be 30-0, and I still wouldn't
team,
say that.
Man.
I'm
if
not
they were
saying
30
stay
and
at
0,
home.
If they were 39-0.
I would still be cautiously optimistic.
39 games over 500.
I would be cautiously optimistic. Because guess what? Then they could go 0-39 just as easily the next 40 games. That's baseball. It is a weird game. It's unlike any other game out there.
This team, and I don't know how. I wish I could just take the feeling that's in that locker room and just sprinkle it on you like, I don't know, angel dust or whatever.
I have no doubt. They are very confident, and they are very excited group of players.
I don't know. That's not. They're not excited. They're focusing on any way that they can. Okay, so a basketball coach, and I can't remember who it said on somewhere that you need to be a star in your role. So if you're on a team, whatever your role is, you need to be a star in your role.
Probably wouldn't.
I think it was a black guy.
Probably wouldn't.
Okay. So anyway, but the point is that, you know, whether you're the starter or whether you're the 12th guy on the bench, you play like a star. You root from the bench like a star.
Mm-hmm.
You play your 2 minutes like a star. You play it all. This is the first time that I really feel like this team has that, where everyone's like, whatever I can do to help the team win, that's all I want to do. And they really believe it. And they are focused on winning series. And that's kind of how they've broken it down. And they're not really looking at anything. They're just looking at, let's just win the next series. Let's just win the next series. And that seems to, at least in some ways, I feel, kind of prevents you getting into that prolonged slump. Now, there's still a slump coming. Now, don't get me wrong. They haven't been in a slump yet. And there will be a slump coming where they'll lose 5 or 6 games in a row.
Yeah.
Okay? That may happen. But I'm telling you that this team feels like a team that is not going to get too bogged down in being they're not going to get too bogged down in it. They're just going to roll through it.
If they win 2 out of 3 and they win their series and they win the next series and they win the next series, that's a great recipe for, you know, going up 20, 25, 30 games above 500. That's how you do it. And there is a slump coming. The problem is, as long as the Dodgers continue to play like they have and they utilize the talent that they have, when we go through our 7, 8, 9 game slump, which most teams do at some point during the season, they're going to be right past us. They're going to skyrocket right past us. Now, we're still better than the Diamondbacks and the Padres and the Giants. But we'll see. I would love to be proven wrong, but, you know, in the same way that I would love to be proven wrong that, you know, Trevor Siemian's a good quarterback. Prove me wrong, please. I would love that to happen. But until then, I will just be cautiously optimistic about their chances to keep this going over the course of a long season.
You know, it's time for you to throw caution to the wind and actually get behind this dang team, man.
I am. I'm just behind and a little off to the side on the sidewalk. I haven't joined in the parade fully.
You're the guy that said goodbye and then end up walking the same way as the guy you just said goodbye to. And you're like,
I can't say anything else to you because I just said goodbye.
No, I'm the guy that shows up as part of the parade, but I'm not quite sure I want to be in the parade, so I stand off to the side. So I look like someone who's just kind of walking to the bathroom, although I'm supposed to be.
You're
in the
limbering up to be on the bandwagon.
Yes, I'm limbering up to be on the bandwagon. Absolutely.
Because if you jump, you'll probably tear something.
I could. But I feel, listen, I will not be apologetic about it. I do the same thing for hockey. I do the same thing for basketball.
So if the Rockies were to go 500 the rest of the year.
Okay.
They would be somewhere near about 90 wins.
Puts enough. It should be enough to put them in the playoffs.
Should put them in the playoffs. That's only if they play 500.
Right.
Maybe a little less. Maybe at 87 or something like that. But I'm just telling you, if they only play 500.
I think they'll play better than 500 baseball over the course of the rest of the season. But it's going to be up and down. It's going to be up and down. There are going to be those moments. The problem is I think the Dodgers are going to play way better than 500 baseball. Unless literally their pitching staff.
Like a mattress in an old brothel, they're going to be up and down. Is that what you're trying to say to me?
That sounds like something that's stained.
Seared into my memory.
Seared into your mind, yes.
And that's enough Rockies talk.
Yes, we'll be back tomorrow. Who knows what we'll be talking about. Darren Copeland Experience on every Monday through Friday, 8 to 10. We look forward to having you. Have a wonderful Monday night and a Tuesday afternoon.
Yay!
It's Darren Copeland, weeknights 8 to 10, only on Mile High Sports.
Red Solo Cup, I fill you up, let's have a pop.